أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما من دابة في الأرض ولا طائر يطير بجناحيه إلا أمم أمثالكم ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء ثم إلى ربهم يحشرون. والذين كذبوا بآياتنا صم وبكم في الظلمات من يشأ الله يضلل ومن يشأ يجعله على صراط مستقيم. قل أرأيتكم إن أتاكم عذاب الله أو أتتكم الساعة أغير الله تدعون إن كنتم صادقين بل إياه تدعون فيكشف ما تدعون إليه إن شاء وتنسون ما تشركون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 38 to 41 of Surah Al-An'am. The discussion was about Qiyamah. The discussion was about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's desire for Iman. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There is no moving creature on the surface of this earth. وَلَا طَائِرِ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ. And there is no bird that is flying with its two wings. Illa umamun amthalukum. But they are communities, they are nations like you yourself. They may be different species, they may be looking different, but they are all like you, according to some of the mufassirin, like how you have to go through the process of qiyamah. They are also going to go through the process of qiyamah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that on the day of qiyamah, the justice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the equality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be so to such an extent par excellence that even a horned animal that had harmed an unhorned animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take justice between them also. And then thereafter, they were not mukallaf. In other words, Allah ta'ala did not impose any shariat upon them. So they will not be answerable for any other sharia. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the animals, become dust. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. At that time, when the disbelievers will see this adl and justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on the one hand they will not impose with any shariat, so there will be no questioning, but because of their harming others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken the retribution from them, and Allah ta'ala made them dust, then the disbelievers will also feel, and they will also desire, and they will also want to become dust, so that they do not face the hisab and kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for us also. مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we have not left anything out from the book. Here al-kitab will refer to the Lawh-e-Mahfuz, that whatever has been done, whatever is being done, whatever will be done, whatever has been created, whatever is being created, whatever will be created, all of it has been documented in the Lawh-e-Mahfuz, in that protected tablet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has not left anything out, and nor has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgotten. Some of the commentators have expressed that some of the Quraysh had this feeling in their hearts, probably even a belief, that there are so many different creatures of Allah ta'ala, there are so many different humans had come, and each one to be accountable to Allah Rabbul Izzat, each person to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, probably I could escape it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that in response to that. Allah says, we have not forgotten, we have not left out in the Lawh-e-Mahfuz anything. In other words, everything has been incorporated in the Lawh-e-Mahfuz. We have diaries, we write, we have our phones, our notes. We forget to write the notes, we forget to look at that notes also. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is nothing that has been left out. There is nothing that escapes Allah ta'ala's knowledge. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ. Then all of them will be gathered towards the Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا صُمٌّ وَبُكْمٌ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. And those who have denied our signs, our verses, they are deaf and dumb. Fil dhulumat, in many, many darknesses. One is the darkness of kufr, and then you get kufr of different types. There is shirk that they have committed. There is gunas and sins that they have committed. So one is darkness. They will never be able to see, even if they had eyes. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that they are deaf and they are dumb also, insofar as hearing the haqq and the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insofar as speaking the truth of Allah ta'ala, and as far as seeing also, there is darkness all around them, and that prevents them from seeing the verses of Allah ta'ala. But then on the other hand, مَنْ يَشَئِ اللَّهُ يُضْلِلْ. Wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, Allah Rabbul Izzat will lead him astray. وَمَنْ يَجْعَلْهُ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set him upon the straight path. That is all in the wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that no matter how much of darkness a person may have been plunged in, no matter how many gunas, how many sins, but if Allah Ta'ala so desires, Allah Ta'ala will set such an individual on the sirat mustaqim. Qul ara'aytakum in atakum adabullah aw atatkum as-sa'atu aghayra Allahi tad'una in kuntum sadiqin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now ask the question to the kuffar, especially the mushrikeen, those that ascribe partners to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Be really sincere, think about this, be honest in the bottom of your heart, tell me that if atakum azabullah, if the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to befall you, Allah forbid that there is a terrible earthquake, there is a tsunami or a hurricane, now at that time, who are you going to call? Oh, atatkumu sa'ah, oh, the day of Qiyamah comes suddenly upon you, aghayra Allahi tad'oon, are you going to call somebody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful? Be very truthful when you answer this question, like we found on so many occasions, the Quran Sharif speaks about it, that a person is in the midst of an ocean and then there is a storm. Then people will call towards Allah. Even the greatest polytheist, the greatest ascriber of partners to Allah Ta'ala, he will then call out to Allah Rabbul Izzat in whatever language, in however he knows Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah says, Bal iyyahu tad'oon. Then it will be Allah that you will call. Allah knows the condition of man. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows the characteristics of hearts, whether it is the greatest of mushrikeen. At that time, in the most dire straits, he will call upon Allah Ta'ala. Suddenly he knows Allah Ta'ala. Suddenly he recognizes Allah Ta'ala is the only one that will be able to help. فَيَكْشِفُ مَا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ إِنْ شَاءَ. Then Allah Ta'ala says, if Allah Ta'ala so desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate the difficulty that the person had called Allah Ta'ala for. Whatever the difficulty was, if Allah Ta'ala so desires, Allah Ta'ala will alleviate it. Allah Ta'ala will remove it. وَتَنْسَوْنَا مَا تُشْرِكُونَ. But the important aspect is this, that you had forgotten that kufr that you had made at that particular time, and you latched on to Allah Ta'ala. If only you can think about your mouth the day of Qiyamah, then you will definitely latch on to Allah Rabbul Izzat at all other times. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.